Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree. This program comes over like this at every middle of the night between 12 o'clock and 1 a.m. God has been using this prophetic decree to do a lot of wonders in the life of people. We have been recording a lot of testimony. I will thank God for what the Lord has been using this program to do. And I'm trusting the Lord that as you are also joining us now, you will never remain the same. God's hand shall promote your destiny. You will definitely sing your song this month and dance your dance this month. This month shall be a month of elevation. It shall be a month of peace in your life. God shall settle every case ahead of you. The power of God shall go before you to make crooked ways straight. Where you have done interview, you shall be called and you shall be given the employment. Where you have done interview for a project, you shall be called and they will give you that project. And whatever you are expecting God to do for you, I decree that right now, according to the will of God, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy will speak for you. Mercy will promote you. Mercy will enlarge your course. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who plan for your downfall, they shall fall before you. The conspiracy of darkness against you shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. The strong man that is making things difficult for your life shall be buried alive. You shall be buried alive. Shall be buried alive. Shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 50th day of the month of June, year 2021. Now, I want you to get ready because we are going to pray some prayers now, and the Lord is going to use this prayer to do wonders. Open your mouth and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, my Father, my case is urgent. Attend to my prayer now in the name of Jesus. My Father, my case is urgent. Attend to my prayer now in the name of Jesus. My Father, my case is urgent. Attend to my prayer now in the name of Jesus. My Father, my case is urgent. Attend to my prayer now in the name of Jesus. My Father, my case is urgent. Attend to my prayer now in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every occultic arrow fired into my digestive system, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every occultic arrow fired into my digestive system, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every occultic arrow fired into my digestive system, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every occultic arrow fire to my digestive system, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every occultic arrow fire to my digestive system, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every occultic arrow fire to my digestive system, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray. Any power flying like a bird to attack me, in the name of Jesus. Any power flying like a bird to attack me, in the name of Jesus. Any power flying like a bird to attack me, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any occult man connecting with the moon to afflict me, with disgrace, in the name of Jesus. Any occult man connecting to the moon to afflict me, with disgrace, in the name of Jesus. Any occult man connecting to the moon to afflict me, with disgrace, in the name of Jesus. Any occult man connecting to the moon to afflict me, with disgrace, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, you the power of the night, reject every instruction of my enemy, in the name of Jesus. You the power of the night, reject the instruction of my enemies, in the name of Jesus. You the power of the night, reject the instruction of my enemies, in the name of Jesus. You the power of the night, reject the destruction of my enemies, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, in Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and shout this one loud and clear. Say, every strong man assigned to make life difficult for me, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man assigned to make life difficult for me, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man assigned to make life difficult for me, in Jesus' name. Pray. Say second time. Say, every strong man standing at the gate of my miracle, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man standing at the gate of my miracle, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man standing at the gate of my miracle, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man standing at the gate of my miracle, here, in Jesus' name, pray with a louder cry. Say, you strong man that has vowed to make my life miserable. In the name of Jesus, you strong man that has vowed to make my life miserable. In the name of Jesus, you strong man that has vowed to make my life miserable. In the name of Jesus, you strong man that has vowed to make my life miserable. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Look at what God is doing using that prayer. Look at it already. Look at what the Lord is doing. Somebody is being delivered from the captivity of the strong man. Yes, the prison yard of darkness has been burnt with fire. The power that is arranging satanic exam for you in the dream, that power has been destroyed. Yes, aha, aha. That dog that is attacking you in the dream has been buried. Aha, thank you, Father. There is somebody connecting to us now. I prophesy to your life within 7 days, you shall experience uncommon testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, few days ago, I started giving us a kind of teaching on deep secret you must know. Deep secret you must know. Very important, because the Bible says the just shall be delivered by knowledge. And the Bible says something very strong, that my people perish for lack of knowledge. There are deep, deep things that we must know. Sometimes Jesus Christ will speak more in parables, and the disciple will go back to him and ask him, why do you speak in parables? He said, it is for you to understand, and those outside, it is for them not to have their understanding. You see, there are deep, deep things that we need to know. Deep things are dark sea. Deep things are things that when you know it, it helps you and it assists you to move forward in all that you lay your hand upon. You see, we must understand deep thing that surrounds us. Deep secrets are for deep people. They are not for surface people. They are not for people that are not serious. They are not for people that are not genuinely saved. They are not for people that are not committed to the things of God. Deep secrets are revealed to those who fear the Lord. The Bible says there are deep and secret things, and the Lord knows those deep things because he dwelleth in light. So we need to understand that one. The Bible says the secret thing are of the Lord, and those that are revealed to us, they are revealed so that we can be partaker of those benefits of God. So you must understand those things. The Bible says that it is the glory of God. It is a glory to God to conceal a thing. You see, that's what the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. Can you get your Bible to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2, so that you can note it? Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 is a very important place, and I like to quote it so much. Look at verse 2. It says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. When something is concealed, when something is hidden, when something is secret, is to the glory of God. But the honor of kings, you and I, is to search out the matter. So when you understand that secret, it brings honor to you, it helps you, and leads you to the next level. And that is what we are just doing now, that we need to understand the deep and secret thing. We need to know what are those deep and secret things that must be available to us. And I started telling you some of them. I said I will give you about 21, or give you more. Number one, you must understand the secret of the way you were born. Many were born in a very abnormal way. Sorry, the secret of the way you were conceived. Many were conceived in an abnormal way. And it's only your mother that can tell you the way you were conceived. And this stands out to become a foundational bondage of life of people. If your conception is by spirit husband, if your conception is by swallowing of concussion, if your conception is by, it came about when your mother went to go and take a spiritual bath, all this will always affect, or what the herbalist gave to your mother resulted to your conception. It will be a battle and a stumbling block. And that is why some strengthening happened to many people. Many cannot sleep at night without being attacked. many will have a constant attack of the spirit husband, because what your mother swallowed that brought you to this world was part of what the spirit husband gave to them. So we should understand all this mystery. You know, it's their deep secret. When you understand this secret, it will give us the, it will give you a kind of a bigger stand to fight and to win the battle. So that is the first thing you must know. You must understand the secret of the way you were conceived. Very important. Number two, that you must understand, you must understand the secret of what happened to you in the womb. It's still your mother that can tell you this, or when you pray, you reveal things. That is why we normally tell all pregnant women, if you are pregnant, you are listening to me now, you must take note of your dreams. You must take note of where you go. You must take note of what you do. They are very important. When you do anything that is not of God, is going to have effect on that child. That is why the angel of the Lord announced to Mrs. Manuel not to take hot drink, not to do this, not to do that, because it will affect that child that has been ordained from heaven. Number three, the secret behind your name. Your name is very important. You must understand what your name means. You must understand the meaning, the root meaning of that name. Why? Because if you don't, that name can be the stumbling block to the next level. That name can be a bondage to your destiny. If you read the Bible through, you find out that God has to change some names before they can move to the next level. Number four is the secret of the mark in your body. Look at the mark in your body. Apart from the one you physically put yourself, you find out that if you have any strange one there, you must understand the secret. Even the one you put yourself, what is the secret of putting it? And the one you find out that is was not there, what is the secret? You must know it. If you cannot ask anybody or there's nobody to ask, just take an anointing oil, rub it on that place and say, "Oh Lord, reveal the secret behind this mark to me." You will see what God will show you in the dream or in the vision. Number five, the secret about your place of birth. The Bible says that God instructed Jeremiah, "Do not marry in this place," in Jeremiah chapter 16. "Do not do this in this place. Do not give birth in this place. Because those who marry this place, those who give birth in this place, they will die a grievous death." You must understand the secret about the place of your birth. Number six, the secret about the spiritual history of your father's house. That is, the secret behind your father's lineage. Number seven, the secret behind the spiritual history of your mother, of your mother's house. That is, the secret behind your mother's lineage. These are very important. And number seven is the secret about your hometown. The secret about your hometown. The secret about your hometown. Number eight or number nine is the secret about your environment. The environment we also live, we must understand secret about it. We must pray, "Father, reveal to me the secret of this environment. Is this environment cagey me? Is this environment stopping me from moving forward? If this environment is stumbling block to my destiny," you must understand that one. Number 10 now is the secret behind the work you are doing. You must understand the secret about the work you are doing. It's very important. All professionals have a secret. You must understand the secret about the work you are doing. And number 10 or 11, you must also understand the secret about the person you live with when you are growing up. There are people now, they have left the person they live with for many years, 20, 30 years, but they will still be having a dream of seeing themselves with that fellow, or seeing themselves with that couple, still doing what they were doing for them there. Sometimes they see themselves still sweeping. It's a lot of things. It's telling you many things. Sometimes they will still see themselves, the fellow may have even gone, they have died, but they will still see themselves, you know, relating together. It's telling you a lot of things. Is telling you that right where you are living there, something had happened to your destiny. Part of your destiny has been altered there. You need to claim it. You need to command it to come forth. And it's also revealing to you that there may be a secret covenant between you and those people. You know, many a times you see, some people will still find that, okay, this fellow is dead. You live with the fellow when you were just 2 years, or you live with the fellow when you are just 6 years, or that was where you did your primary school or secondary school. But the fellow is dead now. But you still see yourself serving him. You still see yourself under his tutelage. It's a lot of things. Something that happened to your destiny there is a secret, and you must pray to get that victory you know, and get it out. I remember somebody wanted to wed, and he did not consult the fellow, the couple he lived with when he was in primary school. You know, he just said, you know, probably didn't want to tell them. But you see, as he was planning for that wedding, I think a night before the wedding day, the fellow appeared to him in the dream and said, "You thought I would not know that you are going to wed tomorrow?" You know, and they were conversing the dream that, "You thought I would not know that you are going to wed tomorrow? Well, I know everything. Were you not with me when you are of this age, when you are of that age?" That's a very deep secret. That's a very deep secret, you know. There is something that had happened. There is something that had transacted between both of them when that boy was young with that man. That man knew what he did, but the boy did not know. And the boy is trying to hide something from the man, but the man appeared to him that, "I know that you are going to wed tomorrow." That's a very deep mystery. He didn't tell the man. He didn't call the man. Nobody told the man, but the man is coming to in the dream to tell him that, "I know you are going to wed tomorrow." So all this secret must be known. You, as a child of God, you must not be a surface man. Our God is a deep man. Our God is a man of war. Our God understands secrets, and we are serving the God that understands secrets. He's the revealer of secrets. We need to ask him, you know, especially when you are facing some challenge, some challenges, and these challenges are becoming battle. When you are having some challenges in life and it's becoming very, very solid, you pray, you fast, you try everything you can do, and this problem seems not to go. What next is for you to understand the secret surrounding that challenge. If you don't understand it, let me tell you, I stand to be corrected. Nothing can happen. You need to understand the secret. When you understand the secret, it will tell you and reveal to you the next thing to do. Then you pray, "God, give me the wisdom of how to undo it. Give me the knowledge of how to undo it. Give me the weapon of handling this one." And that is all. You get that thing solved within a moment, because the secret is made known to you. No wonder the Bible says the secret is revealed to those who fear the Lord. "I will not do anything," the Bible says, "without revealing it to my servant." You know, Abraham, you must know that God will always reveal secret to us when we ask him. And I'm going to stop here today. I pray that God will open your eyes and give you deeper secret in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want to pray on the oil. And at the same time, I want to pray on the water. You can use anyone now as I'm going to pray. When I finish praying on them, you are going to anoint your eyes and you are going to pray some prayers. Deep secrets shall be exposed to you. Many, many things that you have never had before, you have never seen before, you begin to see them, and they will open your eyes to a lot of mystery that you need to know. But you just need to follow the instruction I'm going to give to you right now. Get a bottle of oil right now, a bottle of water, anyone. Heavenly Father, I pray that this bottle of oil and this bottle of water shall be anointed. The blood of Jesus shall flow into them. The power of Holy Ghost shall enter into this oil and enter into this water. By the authority and the covenant of the blood of Jesus, I decree that this faith material shall become an instrument of power, instrument of deliverance. And as you apply them, your spiritual eyes will open. It will break the yoke of darkness. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will incubate this oil and this water, and the power of God will come upon it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to take the oil a little bit and anoint your eye. Now, all the water, and put it on your eye. It's just a little. And you're going to speak like this. Say, "Holy Ghost, show me secret that I need to know about myself in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret I need to know about myself in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret I need to know about myself in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret I need to know about myself in Jesus' name." Say, "Holy Ghost, show me the secret about my environment in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret about my environment in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret about my environment in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret about my environment in Jesus' name." Pray, say this third one. Say, "Holy Ghost, show me the secret that will move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret that will move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret that will move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret that will move my destiny forward in Jesus' name." Pray. Number four, say, "Holy Ghost, show me the secret that my enemy is hiding from me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret that my enemy is hiding from me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret that my enemy is hiding from me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, show me the secret that my enemy is hiding from me in Jesus' name." We pray. Take the oil and anoint your head and shout this one. Say, "Foundational strong man, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man, yeah, 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 in Jesus' name." We pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Rub it very well and lay your hand on that, your chest. Say this one very well. Say, arrows, fire to drink my blood. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrows, fire to drink my blood. Go back to the sender. 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 Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach now and lay your hand on it and shout this prayer very well. Say, every occultic arrow programmed into my internal system, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every occult arrow programmed into my internal system, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back to the sender. Go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your hand and shout this prayer loud and clear. Every evil chain on my hands, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil chain on my hand, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every evil chain on my hand, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say this one. Every strange fire prepare against my hand, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every strange fire prepare against my hand, backfire, 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 backfire in Jesus' name. Say, my hands catapult me to breakthrough in the name of Jesus. My hands catapult me to breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. My hands catapult me to breakthrough, catapult me to breakthrough, catapult me to breakthrough in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, anointing to prosper, fall upon my hands in the name of Jesus. Anointed to prosper, fall upon my hands in the name of Jesus. Anointed to prosper, fall upon my hands, fall upon my hands in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, anoint your legs now. I prophesy upon your leg, your leg shall receive fresh impact of the Holy Ghost. Your leg shall direct you to a location of supernatural breakthrough in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, I'm praying for your I'm praying on your request now. You can bring them out. Heavenly Father, I pray that all the requests according to your will shall be answered speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be testimony. Heaven shall open on this request and you shall celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are seeking for admission, you are a student, you are seeking for admission, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your admission, receive your admission, receive your admission, receive your admission, receive your admission. Any strong man standing against your admission to university, any strong man standing against your admission to higher institution, I command the strong man to dare, 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 in the name of Jesus. Power that vow you will never enter into higher institution, I command the power to dare in the name of Jesus Christ. It is settled. There's going to be testimony. Are you waiting on a particular document? Are you waiting on someone to pay you and there are difficulties there? I command all those things that have stood as a difficulty, I command the bondage on it to be broken in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are waiting for, receive it now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, be blessed with the twin and be blessed with triplet. This is settled already in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you facing some challenges in your marriage? I command the power of Holy Ghost to solve that challenge. The power of God shall come upon that very particular challenge in your marriage. All challenges of your marriage are leveled and God shall give you victory. I pray for that woman. You see, you have been so troubled by your children, and I stand against the power that is using your children against you. I command that power to let your children go. I say, let the children go. Let the children go in the name of Jesus Christ. Your investment upon your children shall not be a waste, and the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will give you victory. I pray for this country, Nigeria. There shall be peace in this country. There shall be progress in this country. The power of God will come upon this country, and we shall have testimony. It is well with every one of us. May God continue to uphold us. May God continue to strengthen us. May God continue to bless us. I pray that business of people shall move forward and flourish in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you want to get across to us, just send information to my number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. 7th Avenue, V1 Close, Festac Town, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.